We found it. I mean, it's out here. I, you know, a lot of areas that I thought were dry and we probably wouldn't see it, but it's very low levels, right? I wouldn't expect any dockages issues from what we found, but it's there.
That's Dr. Dan Quinn, corn specialist with Purdue Extension. On the latest episode of the Purdue Crop Chat podcast, he shares that vomitoxin is not easy to spot.
The challenge with vomitoxins is it's really hard to see it unless you get out and pull husk back all across the field. Can't just drive through past a field or even walk a field in a lot of areas and say I have ear rots or not, like you could on a foliar disease.
He says that vomitoxin can also have a negative impact on your corn long after harvest while it's in storage.
You know, the thing with vomitoxins is not only when you harvest, but getting it dried, getting it below 14% moisture in the bin, and then storing it in a cool, dry place. So not only can ear rots kind of persist and get worse on the ear as it's out in the field, if you don't store it properly and you don't dry it correctly, it also can get worse in the bin.
And as corn dries naturally in the fields, Quinn says that helps to lower the risk of vomitoxin.
The bad years are when that corn is just not drying down. 2023 was probably the worst year that we've had. Outstanding grain yields, outstanding grain fill during that year, but there's a lot of areas in the northern part of the state, and I think we talked about that, it just wasn't drying down. So that's typically where we point to where we have issues with the really bad years with ear rots, but it doesn't mean that, you know, it's not out there and we can still have issues, but, you know, this hot, dry weather, drying it down quickly is going to help. With that.
Learn more about the challenges facing Indiana's corn and soybean producers this harvest season on the latest episode of the Purdue Crop Chat podcast. You can watch it on Hoosier Ag Today's Facebook page, the Hoosier Ag Today YouTube channel, or wherever you get your podcast. I'm CJ Miller.